everybody, Susan Finch here, and a lot of you know that I am very fond of real estate agents, especially this one group called the NRBA. And what I have seen, though, whether I'm working with that organization or other real estate agents and brokers, is from time to time they make changes. They want to be with a franchise, change franchises, go independent, maybe going from independent to under a franchise. Whatever the reason is, those are major changes. So this episode is for you, those of you contemplating big changes for your real estate office, your firm, your branding. I hope you have your own branding, especially if you're going to go independent. But I recently started to set up the process for a member, and they're thinking, yes, we're ready to go on our own. We want to get out from under. So I'm going to go through some things without mentioning names of the checklist that I'm doing for them to help them not be hasty. So I'm hoping you can take some notes. I will get some transcribed notes and stuff for you guys for your checklist. And if you need help, of course, you can always contact me. But this is Susan Finch for Rooted in Revenue, and I'm gonna help you agents that wanna change from being in a franchise, changing franchises, going independent, or going to a franchise. What you need to know, don't miss, don't rush. Here we go. So the first thing you need to know is, what are the goals of this change? Is it so you can establish yourself as an independent brand? And if so, here's a shorty checklist. Do you have a name for just your company? Do you have a logo? Do you have a domain? Are you already using email associated with that name and domain? If not, you want to get that stuff set up first before you make any changes. So first, work with somebody, whether it's me or somebody else, to help you with the branding. You want it to be unique, easy to say, easy to find, make sense, not be too cutesy, not be hard to spell, to hopefully be a .com. There is .realestate too. I see those too. So you can do that if you want, but make sure that you have all that set up and that you aren't stepping on toes with somebody else that has the same name. Recently, I had another client, and her company name is super similar to another company name in a different state. And they both organizations are part of the same other organization that pays commissions. And those commissions were going to the other company. And just noticing her accounting was off. So what is going on here? And that's what happened, because the names are so similar. Somebody in their office got confused on where they were assigning the commissions. She has her money now. But these are the things you need to know. Does somebody have a name very similar to yours? Do you need to distinguish yourself better? Add something so people are not confused that it's your group versus that other group, especially if they don't have a good reputation. Okay, so that's the first piece. Your own, we're just gonna assume you're leaving a franchise to go to your unique branding, your own thing. Great. Now your MLS. If you're going independent, you're going to need your own MLS number, because you won't be under that broker anymore. You will be under you as the broker, hopefully, or maybe it's another little group, but you have to make sure you're going to have that information ready to go, because when you make your new website, you want your MLS listings to pull into your site. So they stay on your site with your contact forms and all your information. And to do that, you need an MLS number. If you are in multiple states, that might get trickier. You can add more and have all of them display. You can have them filter by state. We can do that later. Let's get back to this checklist. Okay, so then the next thing, let's assume you got your domain. You're kind of ready to go. You have aligned yourself with somebody that can help you with a website. What are you going to put on it? You got to be careful if you're coming from another franchise. You can't take all their stuff, especially the images. Got to do your own. Need your own images that you have purchased royalty free. You can get nice little packages from Adobe Stock and some of the other sites like that, Shutterstock. They're free images out there, but you got to check the licensing because you're using it for commercial use. Or take your own photos. Why not? You guys are pretty good at taking property photos, right? Take some, get a drone, get some drone footage for the area you focus on. Let's spend a little bit of money. This is your branding. So we want to make sure that that's ready to go as well. Now for your checklist, your own checklist. Make a folder. I don't care if you do it in Office 365, whatever Trello, wherever you guys make your lists and documents for your team. I use Drive because I'm very linear. Make a spreadsheet. And one of the tabs is going to be your current online assets. Go through everything. And I mean your website, the brokerage site, property. If do you do property management? Do you have a Google your business in Maps listing? Put that URL in there. What's the login for it to maintain it? What about Twitter, slash X? Facebook pages, Facebook profiles, LinkedIn page. What about Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, whatever else you use, YouTube channels, Yelp, all of that, we need to know the URL and what the login is for it, because you might have to switch some things. You might want to switch all of it to be the branded email that you're going to create, or you should already have created. So the MLS, the Zillow, all of those too, any trade organization that you have to log into, that's your tech stack. You can check one of our other episodes with Lainey about tech stacks. Anything that you have to have a login is part of your tech stack. I want all of it listed. Every organization, every professional listing portal that you use, Equator, ResNet, all of those, put them in the list. What about Fannie and Freddie? What about HUD? Are you involved in those? Make that list. That all needs to be in your current online assets, or we can also rename it current online tech stack. Lock that document down to just you, okay? Don't make it anybody with the link. Don't let other people invite people. This is your, these are the keys of the house, you know? You don't want to give that to just anybody. Make a list of your team, your existing team or your potential team. You need their contact information so you know to set up an email account for them. What's their alternate email? What is their phone number, their mailing address? Do you have a W-9 for them if they're independent contractors? All that should be on another tab. What tools do you use? Again, part of this tech stack, but what tools do you use to create things? What is the existing URL? Is it tied to that franchise? Are you going to have to find a replacement for it? So make another tab for tools in use. And in that, you make the list, the login, the username and password. What is the status? Keep, replace, or delete because you don't use it. Why pay for it? And I would put another column for cost per year so you can start to assess. And what's the renewal date? There's nothing worse than when you make these changes and you were just like 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, it just renewed for a year and I can't get a refund. Mark those renewal dates so you are aware. Put it on your calendar. Hey, this is going to renew. Put it a week ahead of time. This is going to renew. Review, do I still want it? That's what your task would be on your calendar. Do I still want this? Is it working? This even for your CRM, what are you going to do if your CRM was affiliated with that franchise? You have to make all new templates. So that goes into all your tasks. You got to make a bunch of new templates. You're going to want a listing presentation type of thing for online presentations, for emailing to people. What about your contracts and signatures and things? Did that run through the franchise? Do you need your own DocuSign account or whatever tool you're choosing for that purpose to get that done so you can make it as seamless as possible for people and as easy as possible for them to handle from their mobile devices, from on the road, for you too, for the people helping you manage your properties, for your vendors and all that. Do you need new vendors because you're going independent? Or can you use the old ones? Can you let them know quietly, hey, I'm about to make this change. I'm hoping I can still use you. This is all part of that before you pull the trigger thing. Be ready. Be ready. So your branding list, business cards, signs, brand new signs. That can get expensive, but you need that. Do you do any leave behinds for people? Do you send them any goodies? Do you need postcards? Do you need flyers, listing flyers, templates for all of that? Who's going to help you with that? You want to get ready for all of those things as well. Testimonials. Your existing clients that you have through that franchise, can you make sure you have all those testimonials downloaded? What can you download? They were your clients. You went and got them. You worked with them on these properties, these listings at one end or the other. Do you have that list somewhere other than in the CRM for that franchise? Make sure you have that because you're going to want to let them know and ask them to celebrate with you or something, or maybe send a little thing to them, you know their address, send them something to celebrate. So just wanted you to know, I'm still available for you. It's a great way to reach out again to people from the past if you hadn't been doing that. I think that's enough for a day. Think these things through though before you just say, I'm going to switch. See what you have in place. What do you need to replace? What do you need to create? What can you improve on? Why did you leave in the first place? So how can you make it better? If you're having a team, you're going to have an onboarding library for them. So for each position, they'll know what they need to do, what needs to be filled out. Have that checklist as too. Admin people need these things. Agents need these things. Vendors need these things. Have it ready to go so you can almost automate it. It's like, hey, welcome. Here you go. Fill this out. After that's filled out, do the next thing. Kind of like tasks on a property, huh? You know how to do these things. But if you need help, I'm here. So thanks for listening to this special episode for my dear real estate brokers, and especially those at the NRBA, because I love you dearly. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to find the best agents, I think, because I love their integrity, go to NRBA.com and you can find them there. But if you need help with any of your tasks, talk to me. I work with agents of all types, from luxury retail down to just farmland, whatever it is, and commercial, everything in between. I can help you with this transition. Thanks for listening. Look for Rooted in Revenue and all your favorite podcast apps to subscribe. Share this with anybody that you think might find it very helpful. Thanks so much.
Never miss an episode. Check out rootedinrevenue.com and subscribe on the site to get weekly updates of when new episodes come out. We'll get you all the information you need to do your best with marketing and your online presence.